Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of 5 books, the latest being Decision Making Mastery, but the latest is actually the Become a Natural Superhuman program, which kicks off in about 5 days. So 15th of November is the start of that. It's the best work I've ever done. I've just taken the price out of it altogether. It's a 5-week workshop. I've put about 200 hours of work into it, looking at the archetypes of leader, warrior, and sage. We're going to talk about sage very shortly. And all you're required to join that is $4. And that donation goes to Bali Street Mums, a charity here in Bali. So do check that out. The details down below. I'd love to have you join. It's my service to humanity to help people build up their resilience, their stability, their creativity, their flexibility, their sense of humor, all sorts of stuff in order to navigate your way through challenging times. So that's what it's all about. So coming to you here from Bali, beautiful day outside, public holiday today, so there might be a bit more noise transiting past. So I've talked a lot about leader and leadership and aspects of it. And that's obviously part of this program, Leader, Warrior, and Sage. But I thought I might talk about sage because I was hearing about a friend of mine who's very much in the truth movement and wants to, you know, bring truth and bring truth against power, you know, reveal some stuff, open some people up to maybe some nefarious stuff going on. And, you know, but there's a little bit of aggression with that, or a little bit of intensity, a little bit too much intensity. So he's been having some, you know, pains around the heart. And from an emotional perspective, if we do have anger, bitterness, like that physically can create a buildup of acid within our stomach, within our system, and it creates this biochemistry through our body, definitely can affect the heart space. And if you get into Joe Dispenza's work, looking at the electromagnetic field around the body, so if there's a disrupted electromagnetic field because there's this aggression, this fight going on, rather than this sense of stability and calm, that can start affecting us at a physical level as well. So one of the things I wanted to talk about briefly was the sage, like this archetype of the sage, the inner sage that exists within all of us. And the inner sage for me too is this inner teacher, this inner guru. We've sort of forgotten about the inner guru within. We haven't been supportive of that inner guru. So my thing about, you know, the virtues of the sage within you, some of those virtues are curiosity. And you can imagine a child with curiosity. It's like this lightness, rather than judgment, right, wrong, good, bad, other things. The sage draws on curiosity, looks at things from different angles, doesn't make these hard judgments, goes, oh, maybe this is the reason this has happened. Or maybe, you know, they're having a bad day and that's why they said that to me. They weren't necessarily attacking me. And that curiosity allows them to navigate in more of a flow state through life and with a little bit less intensity, a little bit less force and more power, to use the terminology from Dr. David Hawkins. The other thing about the sage is the sage has got this lightness of spirit, you know, this playfulness, relates to that curiosity, but also with like a sense of humor. And now when we're going through a, you know, a horrific world experience and some people are suffering extremely badly, and I'm well aware of that. I live in Asia, so I get to see in a country where there's no welfare, no government welfare, people need to take care of themselves, where the tourism industry has been crushed, you know, there's so much despair. But one thing is the people here have always had a great sense of humour. You know, I will get together in my community in the Balinese there and they'll be laughing and joking. They play a lot of afternoons volleyball on just a dirt court they made and that sort of stuff, and they're always laughing and that. So part of being a sage and navigating our way through uncertain, turbulent times, disruptive times, is our ability to actually have a sense of humour, to look at things when they're completely messed up and like, oh, this is a trifle bothersome, like just to bring a little bit of less seriousness to life and realising that life is much bigger than us. It's much longer, it's much broader. Just because there's an experience happening now doesn't mean it's going to be the same in 10 years' time. The sages also like got this, you know, relationship with death and the transition. You know, this birth, living through life and death, like this cyclical transition is okay with that. So it's a lightness about even the idea of our transition into whatever the next phase that is that looks like. So they bring that into it. So what I'm encouraging people, and this is what we're teaching, there's a whole week on sage work in the program, is tap into the inner sage, like draw on those virtues that are already existing within you. Have those virtues of the sage, the inner guru, the playful child within you, and bring those forward in order to better navigate any turbulent times. Have that sense of humor. Don't take things so seriously. You know, let people have their rants and raves, and like, don't get caught up in it. Like, just maybe some compassion, some empathy, some even, you know, acknowledging someone's just completely bonkers, or someone is completely nefarious, or someone is a complete narcissist, or whatever. But, you know, in a lightened sense, not in a fighting sense. The fight is the warrior. And, you know, we talk more about the warrior and warrior whack. So again, I hope that serves you well. Like, bring a little bit of lightness, a little bit of curiosity, a little bit of playfulness, in, and a little bit of sense of humor into your life to help you navigate through these times and find people that are a little bit lighter, who are a little bit more fun, and who can have a laugh even in dire circumstances. I remember in the military, you know, being on exercise and they were horrific, raining, just crappy. But you'd be laughing with your friends, and because you're having that shared joy and that laugh, it would actually make it okay to you know, go through that experience. It wouldn't be quite so hard because you'd take the piss out of it. So, you know, it changed the experience. So there you go, the drawing out the inner sage within you. If you'd like to get better at that inner sage, do join me. $4, money back guarantee, zero risk, 5 weeks, resilience training boot camp. Love to see you there. Details down below. If you miss the start date on the 15th of November, don't worry. I'm going to take latecomers all the way up until 17th of December, and you're going to have access to that content for a whole bunch of months. Plus, there's no, you know, crappy upsells and all of that sort of stuff. Not happening. Don't do it. So just love to see you there. Just love to serve you and help support you and your friends and family to close out 2021 and prepare yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, and even spiritually for 2022, so you're prepared for whatever comes your way. On that note, wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day. All the very best, and take care.